A Prospector resident contacted KPCW a couple of weeks ago when she discovered Park City Municipal had plans to trap and euthanize a beaver living in Poison Creek near Cochise Court. Its dam had caused property damage in the area because water was backing up into a resident's crawl space. Park City Public Works made multiple attempts to dismantle the dam, but the beaver would rebuild its lodge overnight. Public Works Director Troy Daly told KPCW they could not relocate a beaver in this area so late in the year. He said it would have no chance of acclimating in time before snowfall and winter set in. Humane Society board member John Ziegler reached out to the Utah State University Watershed Sciences Department. Beaver Rehabilitation and Relocation Center Director Nick Bowers coordinated the process of reintroducing the beaver into an area along the Price River. There was a state veterinarian, a graduate student, and a technician that monitored and tagged the beaver before the release.
Likely there isn't another beaver because there was no more activity after that one was trapped. It's pretty common for when a beaver disperses at that age that they're alone for a little bit, so until they find a mate. So, they can take up the dams now, and hopefully that new location will be a good place for this new beaver.
The beaver was quarantined for 5 days and cleared of carrying invasive aquatic organisms.
Well, it was released on the Price River. There's a restoration site there, and it's a subadult female. So it was released on Thursday. They leave after about 2 years old. Basically, the parents have kits right around kind of late winter, and then the kits stay with them for 2 years, and so they overlap with another generation of kits, and then they leave in their second year.
The program is about a year old, and they've had success with reintroducing beaver all over the state. There are great environmental benefits to the water ecology and river systems when beavers are introduced. Bowers says they'll use a radio monitor to keep track of the young female. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.